Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What are your plans after the show ends?
I want an activity that involves jumping. I want a mystery activity. I want some reflection time.
Maybe you're an extraterrestrial, escape from a government facility.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go with the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com.
So, another Easter has come and gone. For many, a time of family and peaceful reflection. But for the world's supply of chocolate bunnies, a time of being systematically dismembered, tortured, and eaten. Join a movement to end this abomination. Bunny Lives Matter. End the senseless suffering, excruciating pain, and terror experienced by innocent chocolate bunnies. Bunny Lives Matter believes that no longer should these peaceful, lovable creatures be subjected to having their ears ripped off, or worse yet, their cute cotton tails and rear ends chewed. Won't you join Bunny Lives Matter today? Help us spread the word so that next Easter, chocolate bunnies will not only have ears to hear with, they'll have a tail to sit on too. Because whether you're brown or white chocolate, Bunny Lives Matter.
Yes, and so do lucky grocery store checker-outers matter. Okay, so I'm just going to explain how I get my merit badge, Citizen of the Day Award, yesterday on Easter. So I went to the Lucky's, and I was checking out, right? So, you know, passive-aggressive California, just saying. People trying to move me along in the line. You know, I don't understand why you people, I don't understand why the self-checking out, you can't take the liquor through. That's silly. They have somebody standing there to make sure you don't rip them off anyway. But anyway, so you must stand in line. So I got my groceries and I'm standing in line and I wanted $40 back out of my debit card. So she said, the checker-outer said, oh, your total's $60. That never happens. You should play the lottery. Okay. And I thought to myself, I said, yes, I will. She goes, I'm writing that number down, too. Now, I had already slid my card through, and I already hit I wanted $40 back, okay, which would be $100, right? So then she said, in the middle of her conversation, oh, my God, nobody ever hit $60, $40. And then this other person's pushing against me. Time for you to go. Get out. She said, you need to slide it through again. So I slid it through again, and once again, I want $40, okay? So then I'm thinking, all right. And she says, she's very sweet, and she's nice, and she hands me back. She goes, I don't know if I have enough money here. She opens her drawer, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, hands me $100. Now, the other person is like, goodbye! So I left. Then I got down in my car, and I thought, what just happened, Drex? Let me look at the receipt. Okay, $60 was the total price for my groceries. Debit tender, $40. Okay, that's $100. So that's what I owed her. Why did she give me? So then I was thinking, okay, you know what? I have to call my bank and see what happened to my debit. Went all the way home, and I called the credit card company to see what was debited. Okay, what was debited? $100. I owe her $60, okay? Now, this is where you're like, it's Lucky's. Is today my lucky day? And Sharon says, well, the last time I was at Lucky's, somebody threw a freaking sandwich at my car. And I said, well, it's Easter, and this person will get fired if their drawer is short $60. She said, well, then you're going to have to drive over there and give it to her. So I did, and I walked up, and I felt bad for her. I didn't want, and by the way, I did forward thinking, Drex. I thought, well, don't go to the manager because that'll just get her busted. So I just went over and I said, hon, I think you gave me too much money. She says, what do you mean? I said, well, look at this. It was 60 and I only tender 40. That's 100. You gave me $100 cash back. I owe you 60. It's like, oh my God, thank you so much. And you know, and the guy that was standing there that I interrupted, he's looking at me like, oh, Christ, this is over, of course. And, you know, and the guy said, how often does that happen? And the lady in the other checkout counter says, never. So, my good citizen of the day. I don't know why I told you that, but then I did think, so I took the $60 and I bought three $20 scratch-offs. I thought, well, this is worth $5 million, if ever there was. I won $10. And then I went home and Jason Day was still playing golf because he played for 8 hours. Stop playing golf. Get off the network. Oh, my God, that guy annoys me. I know he's number one in the country, but get the hell off the television. Four people playing golf for 8 hours. And Jason Daly is, he's checking his bag. Checking it good. Do you think he got a Cadbury Easter?
Oh, I don't know, John. I think he might have got several peeps. Do you think he might want to take another stroke?
What kind of stroke are you talking about?
Well, probably not that kind of stroke, John.
Just play golf! If you don't know what I'm talking about, yesterday's tournament in Austin went 8 hours. Four golfers. It just wouldn't stop. Not that I care that much. You know, with golf, you just move on. I'm just making a big thing out of it. Okay. So did the parents behave themselves on Saturday or Sunday? Of course not. No, of course not. I hope you're wearing your judging pants right now because it's time, yes, to get your shame on. Pez Candy sponsored an Easter egg hunt in Orange, Connecticut. Yes, as in Orange Glad Donald's Orange and not fighting with Ted Cruz yet today. I think he is, actually. Orange I Glad I'm not watching it. Yes. Saturday morning, but it turned into complete chaos because the parents couldn't control themselves. Of course not. This was for 4-year-olds. So why would parents behave themselves? There were 9,000 eggs planted around three different fields, but while the kids waited patiently to start hunting, their parents stormed the, gated off fields, the ribboned off fields. Okay, the adults started grabbing the eggs. They were knocking over the kids and each other. Oh, my God, people. What is wrong?
When it came time for, 10:30, the parents just bum-rushed that area.
So we started talking to folks of, hey, you know, this is supposed to start at a directed time that we've posted. Let's wait. We'll give a whistle. We'll give the signal to start this. And that lasted about a minute. And then folks just rushed the field and took everything.
So when my son left, he had a broken basket and was hysterically crying.
It was like locusts. Everybody descended and left.
I'm not going to take my kids somewhere where now I feel like you're not putting their safety, in any way, shape, or form.
It's unfortunate people left disappointed, and that's certainly never the goal with that. It's just, supposed to be a fun, free activity, and we did our best. Unfortunately, it just fell a little short.
This event was a joke, and that's to put it mildly. All right, let's take a break. Speaking of people who are behaving badly, let's get to comedians who are behaving very badly. Oh, that's a lot of fun. That's on the way on the Drex Radio Show. Lots of fun stuff on KGO 810.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Yes, I'll get to the Glory Hole Drives story in a little bit. They just have to wait. Put that over there. Get to hear the Glory Hole Drive story. I'm going to put it over there. It's over there. That's where it's at. When I get to it, then I get to it. That's how that works. All right, then. Let's see. Who's the naughtiest? Well, here's somebody who's fun. James Corden. Enlist J-Lo to promote primetime carpool karaoke special. I love this. Loves James Corden, but it's too much late night TV, so I don't see it a lot. But Jimmy Fallon's most successful late night segment, The Lip Sync Battle, got its very own popular spinoff show. And while James Corden's hugely popular carpool karaoke might not quite be there yet, it did land the late night host a star-studded primetime special. So that'll be coming up on NBC to be announced. But the first segment will feature none other than J-Lo. I think we have like his ad for the to promote the show. Let's listen.
I went to my network boss and said, screw it. Boss is like, how about a special? You want to do it? Prime time. 10 to 11. Mainstream. Like a slice of heaven. Big shot. Gonna work like crazy. Sampling. My skills like Jay-Z.
Prime time.
A network special of my own.
Prime time.
Dope. Viewers will watch it. Critics will judge it. This part will make it way over budget. Wait for it. Tonight I'm on my way before 12:30. Cleaning up my language because I can't talk dirty. I'll make your TV shine brighter than a halo. All leading up to a carpool with J-Lo. Tonight we'll give you something great. You'll see what you've been missing lately. Welcome to the show.
Well, good luck with that, James Corden. Hopefully, James Day will be finished playing golf the night you're on by the time you get around to playing your show. You know, it just reminds me, the first one's going to be with J-Lo, which I could care less about. Enough of her already, right? I mean, she's on everything. She needs to do what Taylor Swift's doing is, like, go away for a little while. Love Adele. I have to play you. Did you hear Adele in the car karaoke with James Corden? Well, if you didn't, you're going to hear it now.
I was back in London for the holidays, and honestly, I missed having company in my car while I was driving around, so I called a friend to help me out. This is Carpool Karaoke.
Hello? It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet. Just have a drive around. Hello? Hello from the outside. All right, see you in a minute. Great.
Hello.
Oh, thanks for this. I appreciate it. It's been really fun.
It's been fun. Great.
Hello. I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be. It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time.
That was amazing.
So hello from the outside. At least I can see that I'm trying to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart, but it don't matter. It really doesn't tear you apart anymore. Ooh, anymore.
How much fun is that? Because James Corden was keeping right up there with her. Love them both. And who doesn't want to drive around and do car karaoke with Adele? And Jennifer Lopez. Well, I could lip sync it. It would be the same thing she does. Oh, I'm sorry. Not really. Speaking of foreign countries, did you know the thing with James Corden is, I guess he did a lot of theater and BBC stuff before he came over here. He is just enormous there. I mean, he can't walk down the street without, you know, it would be like Timberlake walking down the street. Timberlake, Bieber, Timberlake or Bieber. Yeah. Or Zayn or any of those guys. So he put out this. This is from Ranker.com today. Obviously, there's nothing weird about America. And if someone says there is, well, we should fight them. Well, yes, that's what we do. That being said, I guess it's possible that someone from another country might be surprised by one of the two things here. A new survey asked people from other countries to share the strangest things that they were surprised the first time they visited the United States. Here they are in the top 10. This is good stuff. All right. Hold on a second. I'm adjusting my audio. All right. So, number 10, the massive size of our vehicles. Yes, if you go anywhere over there, there are all those, they're all many, many poopers, really. You know, even smaller than our Priuses. My God, you should see the stuff in London. Yeah. All right. Everyone constantly driving above the speed limit. You don't do that there. They have cameras everywhere. We think it's bad here. They have them on the side of the road. Don't worry. I'm sure that's next. Let's not give them any ideas. Number eight, things there, Europeans and people from around the world are surprised to discover about Americans. We're actually friendly. Oh, my God. Have you ever gone over to another country and hung out with people from different countries? For instance, I went camping in Thailand, and there were a bunch of Brits and Australians. By the way, the Brits and Australians hate each other. I don't know what the hell that's all the hell about. But, you know, this whole thing, like, we're all warmongers and we all think like George Bush did. They're always shocked that, you know, not so much. We're friendly just like you are. American flags everywhere. Well, we're proud. The gaps on the bathroom stall doors. That's a weird thing. Well, you know, a lot of the Orientals, the Japanese, I mean, you know, it's like when I'm sitting in the Tokyo airport. I know it's not called Tokyo, whatever the hell the name of it is, outside the airport. Yeah, you know, it's got a $3,000 toilet in there, which just, I don't know what, it just sprays everything. It's a mess. But, yeah, the gaps between the stall doors. Well, we know we're not supposed to look in there, and neither should you. All the ads for lawyers and prescription drugs. Yes, that's because because we're corrupt and we don't have universal health care like you do. That's right. We're like a third world country. All of the drive-thrus, not just for fast food, but for coffee, pharmacies, liquor, and more. Well, scratch out liquor. We don't have drive-thru for liquors anymore. The giant turkey legs for sale at amusement parks. You know what you should do if you're a foreigner? Just buy one and then whack it. When you see someone carrying one, just whack them over the head with it. It's perfectly acceptable here in America. Trust me on that. And then take the turkey leg too. This also works with people with selfie sticks who you know are Americans. Just beat them with it. Americans appreciate it. The size of our sodas. Yes, we like our sugar. Here's the number one thing people in America, from other countries, people are astonished about Americans. We have tons of squirrels. Isn't that funny? We have tons of squirrels. That's the number one thing that people around the world are impressed with. You know, just hate to tell you this and burst your bubble, but those are rats with tails. They're really rats with tails. But because they have a furry tail, we're okay with them. Yes, squirrels. Well, you probably have them in your government. We might too. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, yes, there's this glory hole thing that's a thing in California. It's not what you're thinking. So get you. Oh, and Satan has appeared in a steak. And more. Oh, naughty comedians. All on the way on the Late Night Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Name is Doug. I have just met you, and I love you. My master made me this collar. He is a good and smart master, and he made me this collar so that I may talk. Squirrel!
Yeah. It's not that we're friendly. That's number eight on the list of things that foreigners notice about America. Number one is squirrels. Yes, we've got squirrels, everybody. No, we don't have koalas or kangaroos. We have squirrels. I mean, doesn't the rest of the world have squirrels? I don't know why that's the number one thing, man. I don't know. By the way, B versus S was number one over the weekend. The bad reviews didn't stop anyone from seeing Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice. It pulled in $170 million, which is good enough for number one at the box office and a few records along the way. It was the biggest pre-summer opening ever, beating the original Hunger Games, which had a $152 million March opening. Now, let me just talk about the $5 or $6 that I wasted. Mockingjay Part 2. What have I done? Can I please have my money back? I tried to watch it twice. And I like Jennifer Lawrence. It was just weird. I got through 20 minutes and then I tried another half hour. I'm done. Well, I'm sure Xfinity's done with me now. My 48 hours is probably up. Don't drone drunk.
3 months ago, my friend got a drone. Then he knocked back a 12-pack of beer.
Hey, what happened to my Sky Viper?
I tried to take the drone away. It didn't work.
I wonder what the old coot next door is up to.
I told him he was spying.
Spying, schmying.
Next thing I know, he's watching an 80-year-old man sunbathe nude.
He looks like a raisin.
Then he tormented the elephants at the zoo, punctured a hot air balloon, flew over Area 51, freed two felons.
We're free!
And made the 6 o'clock news.
The unidentified craft is wreaking havoc in the metro area.
Look, I'm on TV. Hey, everybody.
It's just sad, because I'm not bailing his drunk butt out.
Remember, friends don't let friends drone drunk.
Hey, was somebody watching me naked?
No. And friends who drone drunk, they end up breaking the drone. We all know that. We've had that happen. We know that. But when I was thinking about the drone thing, I just saw it on the Drudge Report today that, they're actually, Amazon's coming through here. They're testing it. It's working. You know, the Amazon is going to be Amagon. I don't know where you think you're going to fly these things that people are going to blow it out of the air. Let me tell you something. I have a buddy in Pennsylvania. We can't wait. He has an arsenal. Yes, he's Mr. NRA. I'm not. But when in Rome, I'm just saying, oh, what's that buzzy thing coming over there? Looks like a clay pigeon to me. Boom! I can't wait. And you don't need a tag for that, as far as I know. Just saying. Amazon gonna be Amagon. I don't want that thing buzzing around my house. I hate all noise. You think the leaf blower from the neighbor's bad? My God. What are they going to bring one in when I order my 64-roll box of toilet paper? Is that going to be like, Marine One landing in my front yard? What is that supersonic sound? You see it blowing the neighbor's house away and stuff.
Well, here, Mr. Trex, here's your Ultra Charmin
for another 3 weeks. I don't understand. We go through toilet paper. You know, I hate to go through with the women thing here, but I mean, I have tried to institute the 4 paper policy. And in some, yes, you get 4. 4 is enough. How much do you need? I mean, no. Yes, that is her. This reel the thing out. What is that? We do that with paper towels, too. That's insane. Let me tell you a little secret about the paper towel. Now, I'm not doing anything about the toilet paper. I'll just continue to shut my mouth and buy it, all right? She wants to pull it off in reels. That's the... Okay, but she does it with the paper towels. Well, I get the paper towels back out of the trash. Yes, we don't need to dry your hands off. So I take them out of the trash. Don't tell. Okay, let's get to knowing. I can't be the only. So you know what? Because she's not paying for them. I am. I'm the Amazon guy. Woo, 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 woo. Yes, here's 16 paper towels to dry my hands. Well, 16 come out. I might get rid of the last one. 15 come out. Yes, Lobertini.
Sounds to me like you're losing your mind in here. I thought I'd come in and help save you.
Well, you've lived with other people. I mean, you know, the toilet paper thing is, I'm not lugging that stuff around, so I ordered it on Amazon. And, they're using these drone things. People are going to shoot them out of the sky. Yeah, of course they are. That's target practice. They're clay pigeons. And the toilet paper thing, you know, I used to kid around about the four square rule. Well, you know, that just pissed people off. But so we do woo 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 woo. Okay, fine. But what really annoys me is the paper towels because they're expensive.
You know? They are.
Yeah, because we have to get.
I buy them by the dozen.
So now I insist on getting select a size, so they're half size. So I'm trying to. You know, cut my balance, my budget a little bit here by woo, woo, woo. Well, only instead of 15 towels, it'll only be 16. I mean, It'll be half, so it'll be like seven and a half or eight. I don't know.
You're hilarious.
Well, I do get him out of the trash. Well, because see, this is what you got to love about California.
Hey, look, I have a daughter. I get it.
Okay, so you get it. All right, but here's one great thing about California, because you know we do have a recycle bin, right? So you know we didn't do this in Chicago. Everything was out the trash. Trash was trash. All right. And I thought this is never going to work with us, but we've got it down. So, you know, there's the recycle bin. Well, the recycle bin's all paper and stuff in there. So when she pulls off 16, you know, pieces of paper towel, I take it back out. And I stick it in a drawer.
And how does that go?
She doesn't know where it's at.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, that'll be just between us then, right?
Yeah, don't tell anybody. So while you're in here, this is a California story that I think you'll appreciate. Neighbors, there's this private street in Camino, California, called Glory Hole Drive. Yes.
That's up in the Sierra. That's up Highway 50 in the mountains.
Glory Hole Drive. And it keeps getting stolen over and over and, over and over again.
Does.
Yes. The name goes back to an old mining camp that was in the area back in the 1800s. It's in mining, it was, you know, anything Glory Hole was big. It reminds me of Gold Rush because Jack and Todd had, you know, the glory hole, and they kept talking about the glory hole, and I keep saying to myself, oh, my God, this old man Jack keeps going, yeah, we're going to hit the jackpot in the glory hole. Can't wait to get in the glory hole. And I'm like, dude, this is as fantastic as MMA, you and your glory hole. It's super gay.
That's mining territory up there. That's actually a lumber town now.
Right.
It was.
But it just sounds super gay. Here we go.
Yes, it does.
I think the juveniles or young people say, well, that's a sexual connotation. So they're going to take the sign. Who knows where it went? Some kid's got it in his bedroom or a college dorm or I don't know. We moved down from Alaska, and our street name up there was Smoke Bowl. Yeah, I don't know who took the sign, but, you know, they wanted it pretty bad. We had the smoke pole sign up in Alaska taken twice.
It's difficult. I mean, we live in just this little strip right here. There's four driveways, so trying to get people to take, you know, the middle one, but not the paved one.
Oh, my God. Somebody's taking the paved one.
When he says, and Lord knows where it went, I mean, that just takes your mind.
What is the chance of you living on Smoke Bowl Lane or road and then moving, I don't know, to another part of the country, and you end up on Glory Hole Drive?
You've hit the jackpot. You've hit life's jackpot, I suppose.
Wonder what's next. Tampon Trail.
Submarine smuggling cocaine.
Oh, yeah,
can
we talk about that? Yeah, let's do that in a second. And then I have very grumpy Margaret Cho.
Oh, she's hilarious.
No, not when she's grumpy. That'll be next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
What does the fox say?
Ding, 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 ding. I think that went away today, Karen. It's a week later. What the fox says is you don't need to use half a roll of paper towels to dry off your hands. I can't get my mind off of that. You know, that's such an incredible waste. I just think that people should be more thoughtful about that, especially when I'm buying it. All right, now, let's get to this. We have naughty, naughty performers. Let's start with Margaret Cho. I don't know where she was. I lost the story. Surprise. But Margaret Cho was appearing over the weekend, and she came out and she started, she started her gig and she was doing stand up and she was talking about rape and talked about Gary Shandling rape and something else really sad, and the audience got upset because she just kept going on about it. Hold on, this is why you have the internet. And that's why you can just have some patience, please. Hold on. I want to get the story. So Margaret Cho loses it on stage. Rape is no laughing matter to Margaret Cho or to the audience. Now, walked out on one of her performances on Saturday night. Hi, Lynn. Right there it is. Yeah. She was at the Stress Factory Comedy Club in New... I guess she was stressed in New Brunswick. Right, okay. Yes, witnesses tell Page Six that Cho opened her set about talking about Gary Shandling's death, her own rape, instead of telling jokes. And then she went on about rape and rape and rape. And she pissed off the audience, and she really laid into the hecklers. And here's what it sounded like.
The world might end. I don't understand exactly what brought you here, but no, you will never get a cent of the money back that you paid.
You're not getting any money back. And then they booed her and all got up and walked out.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
she was a surly beast to begin with.
Well, you can work that stuff in, but you don't do the whole show on Debbie Downer, you know, no. And it was the Saturday before Christmas. All right, and then a comedian destroys a heckler who interrupts his routine about being a bad parent. This is a comedian named Steve Hofstetter.
And I know that there are parents in the room tonight. For the parents in the room, I want to make sure you know this. You're not special. And I'm tired of your It takes more effort to order a pizza than it does to have a child. Well, hold on, I got this. Tell me this. What?
How many children have you had?
Has anyone ever ordered a pizza by accident? I was hoping God would stop the pizza.
Done and done.
Sure. Who's your favorite team?
Football. Redskins.
Redskins. Big Redskins fan. Because sometimes when the Redskins play and they don't win, do you get mad?
Of course not. I get upset, but I don't get mad.
Upset, but you don't get mad. Well, let me rephrase my question. Do you ever get upset? You Redskins fan, do or die. Well, have you ever played professional football? So what the do you know about football now?
Yay. Well, at least he knew how to handle it. Not you don't get your money back. Piss on you. All right, what do you got, John?
Well, we were talking earlier about this drug bust. The Coast Guard flies over the Pacific and looks for things that might be used as drug smuggling mechanisms, and apparently the Coast Guard out of Alameda saw a 40-foot submarine made out of fiberglass that was making its way through the eastern Pacific along the Galapagos Islands. And this is Vice Commander Charlie Ray. He's the head of the Pacific Division.
Our estimates are that we intercept about 20% of the drugs destined for the United States in the maritime. But we also have information on about 80 to 90% of the drug trafficking, but we have resources to only get after about 20% of that.
So we were talking about, okay, so they made this big bust, which was 6 tons of cocaine.
6 tons.
6 tons, yeah. On board this 40-foot fiberglass submarine,
right.
With a street value of, guess?
Oh, $10
million. $203 million.
Wow, $203
million. $203 million. But, you know, he said that, and this guy, doesn't he sound like Bill Clinton?
A little bit.
He's got this raspy Bill Clinton voice. But he implied that they have that's one number, but they claim, you know, that they've got a batting average that's really kind of Hall of Fame stuff.
Because of where we operate in the open ocean, we are intercepting pure uncut cocaine. And we get about 3 times as much in the open ocean as is seized at the borders or within our country.
Now, how does he know it's pure and uncut? Oh, tastes like it.
Apparently he got to it before you did.
How much of it made it to the financial district?
Yeah. But think about that. Gosh.
Yeah, no.
That's a lot
of
drugs that make it through the net.
So a couple things about this. All right, so this is actually brilliant on, you know, the narcos front. So it's fiberglass. So there's no picture. There's no sonar. Right. None of that will... No electronic pictures will work.
No.
So yeah. So you can't really track this. And the only time that you can really, it's really visible from the sky is when it's surfacing for air. And then it's pretty big, but it operates, I think, at about 30 feet under the water. So it's not that far under either.
No, and we get a story like this about every year, and these guys are becoming more and more sophisticated.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like anything
else. How you gotta track
that? You know, they come up with four grunts, and they put them in there, and they say,
do it.
Take this stuff to the mainland.
Right.
And there it goes. But wow.
And we'll give you six
grand.
If
that's just 20% of it, gosh, do the math, right?
Yeah, all over the country.
Billions of dollars worth.
Billions. Okay, on that night, I don't know if that's the good news that they caught it.
Yes, it is.
I'm just curious as how they knew it was pure cocaine.
Well, apparently they jumped on board. They jumped on board the submarine.
It just smelled like it, people.
They took it off. I'm sure they did what you see in the movies.
I know. They cut it. Got the little blue pen in there. And yes, it turned blue.
Yes, and then they sunk the submarine.
Did they?
They sunk it.
That yellow submarine.
Yeah, that yellow submarine at the bottom of the Pacific near the Galapagos Islands.
Oh, don't worry. They'll make more. All right. Have a good night. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGOA 10.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.